Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
Okay, let's get into shiur number 5 of volume number 17 of the Tzorba Merabanan, the Lax Family Edition, Tzorba Merabanan, the Peretz Family Volume, Volume 17. And we have the last shiur relating to the assays of Shabbos, before we get into the actual introduction to the Malachas. And we finish up the second shiur related to Havdalah. Last time we discussed the Isurim before Havdalah, and women and the Chiyuv of Havdalah, and when is Havdalah said. And this year we'll talk about the order of the Brachas, smelling the Besamim, Borei Marei Ha'esh, where you're supposed to be positioned for Havdalah, sitting, standing, and we'll end off with Malava Malka. That'll take us through the Mitzvahs Asei of Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, what his chesed has been to discuss these halachas that aren't always focused on. Many focus, even those who learn Hilchos Shabbos, focus on the Los Aseis of Shabbos, but want us to know that there are many Aseis of Shabbos as well, and that's what we have focused on. So first, in terms of the order of the Brachas, we know there are a number of Brachas to say at Havdalah. We have a Borei Pri HaGafen. Obviously, we're talking about the Havdalah al HaKos now. We spoke last time a little bit about the relationship between Atachon Atanu, Havdalah in Tefillah, and Havdalah al HaKos. So the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun Aleph discusses the order for Brachas by Kiddush. By Kiddush, we know there's a machlokas between Bishan and Hillel for that order. Says the Gemara in source number 1, we're on page 199. Source number 1, Tanu Rabbanan, Dvarim Shebein Bishamay Obein Beishillel Besu'udah. These are the items, right? There are many machlokos in that 8th parak of Maseches Brachos. Machlokos in Bishamay Beishillel regarding Su'udah. Bishamay Yomer Mavarech Al Hayom V'Yachar Kach Mavarech Al Hayayim. Bishamay says, first one says the bracha on the Shabbos, Asher Kedushan Be'Bisvosav Ratzavanu, and then one says, Borei Pri HaGafen, Shayom Gorin Liayin Shayavo, Vakvida Shayom, because after all, the day comes first, before you make Kiddush, the day comes, so you talk about Shabbos first, and then you say Borei Pri HaGafen. Ubeisillo says, no, what we do, we say Borei Pri HaGafen, right, the first half of Kiddush, what we call Yom HaShishi, that's Eidus, that's not really part of Kiddush. We spoke about what happens if somebody for some reason didn't make Kiddush on Friday night. So on Shabbos morning, one would make a Kiddush, but one would skip the first half, right? You don't say Vayer, Vayivoker, Yom HaShishi, you just start with the second half. So the bracha of Kiddush. So it says, Beis Hillel, Mavarech Alayayin, V'Yacharkach Mavarech Alayom. Why? Shayayin Gorm, L'Kedusha Shetomar. Why are you making Kiddush? Because you have a cup of wine there. And that's why you're able to make Kiddush, Zachar Alakos. And then also Beis Hillel says, Birchas Hayo, Birchas Hayayin Tadira, Ubirchas Hayo Mena Tadira. Borei Pri HaGafen comes first because it's Tadir. Tadir Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, as we know, and we paskin like Beis Hillel. So that is by Kiddush. That is by Kiddush. What about Havdalah? So the Gemara says, the Savri Beishama de Birchas Hayom Adifa, does the Birchas Hayom always go first? But what about by Havdalah? By Havdalah, even Beishama agrees that you say a Borei Pri HaGafen first before the set of brachas. Vatanya nichlas the beitzah motzi Shabbos. If you go to your walk into your house motzi Shabbos, mevarech al hayayin. Wine is first. V'yala mor v'al besamim v'yarchach Havdalah v'yala kosechad v'chulu. So where it continues and quotes a machlokes between Beishama and Hillel regarding maor and besamim. Everybody agrees Borei Pri HaGafen is first. Everybody agrees that the bracha of Havdalah, Hamavdal is last. The question is, what about the in-between? What about the in-between brachas? That is the question that is dealt with in that's the question that is dealt with in the Gemara, and the Gemara ends off, Nagu Ha'am Ku Beis Hillel V'Aliba to Rebbe Yehuda. Paskin like, obviously, Beis Hillel. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Seder Havdalah, Yayin B'Samim Ner Havdalah, V'Simanech Yavne. Yavne is the abbreviation, Yayin Kiddush, Yayin B'Samim Ner Havdalah, and that's what we do. V'Zorach Lizar Shlo Yehah Kos Pagum. The Shulchan Aruch says, try not to use a Pagum Kos. And the Rama also quotes in source number 2, V'nagol lomar kodem Havdalah, shows him a bias. We see Surim Sukkim as a simin tov for the week, right? Kosi Shuas Esa, Yine Kelly Shuasi. They're not said in the Shiva house because it is for a simin tov. But that is the minhag. The order is not ma'akev. This is crucial. Sometimes we are making Havdalah, and then we get mixed up in the order. And we might start saying Bari Mor Ha'esh, then we try to correct ourselves. But the halacha is that the first half of the bracha is really koveya for the second half of the bracha. So if I say Baruch Hashem Kem Machalam and I have in mind Bari Mor Ha'esh, then I have to finish that. I have to finish that bracha, Bari Mor Ha'esh. Usually, I know what I'm going to say. Usually, I know I'm going to say B'Samim, but sometimes my mouth just says the wrong thing. I know I'm sticking my hand out, or I'm grabbing the B'Samim, I'm about to smell it, and I say Bari Mor Ha'esh, or I start that. So that's not, I didn't have kavana for the wrong bracha there. But the Piskei Tshuva quotes that in Source number 3, Mikol Makom Eino Ma'akev, it's not Ma'akev to change the order. V'afilu Shina Ha'seder Yasei Chavasa V'lachein, therefore, says the Piskei Tshuvos, Im Ta'av Akodem Shibir Chala B'Samim, if somebody made a mistake, and before they said B'Samim, Hischel Omar, Baruch Ata Hashem Al Manas L'Sayim Bari Mor Ha'esh, Achein Siyim, but you said Birchas HaNer, and you get it, what you're supposed to do is, okay, do the Ner, and then B'Samim, that's not Ma'akev. V'kol Shekin, if you said Bari Mor Ha'esh already, and then you want to correct yourself, no, don't correct yourself. But you said the Ner, you said the Ner. V'im Avar V'tikin, and if you corrected yourself and you say Bari Mor Ha'esh, maybe you weren't even Yotz the Bracha B'Samim, because you didn't have it in mind when you said Bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So Lamaisa, we should just concentrate on what we're doing and try not to get mixed up. So that's in terms of the order of the Bracha. There is also a Minog that's not discussed in your Sefer, but there is a Minog that we know the Shulchan Aruch quotes, and many have this Minog of spilling, overflowing the Havdalah wine. In Reish Sadi Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says that v'nogin lishpoch mikos shel yayin al ha'aretz. The minhag is to pour from the kos of wine onto the ground or onto the plate. Unusual usage of pugum. We're not going to get into that right now. The Rama quotes, what's the reason that we overflow it? So it could be overflowing bracha. But the Rama quotes, because the Chazal say, called bias, shlo nishbach bo yayin kamayim, any house that doesn't have wine spilled over like water, ain bo simin bracha. It doesn't have simin bracha. So we want to have wine spilled over like water, and therefore that's a simen bracha. The Taz here, in a big Taz, wonders what exactly is the message of this. Isn't it baltashkos to just waste water and to pour water on the floor? So he quotes that one shouldn't just spill it, but, and this is the minhag of Klal Yisrael, but just overflow it. Fill it to the tippy top, and then it spills over when you lift it up, so it's overflowing bracha. Shebeshabba shememal en akoshel bracha lavdala, yimalenu akol gadosav, v'yishpoch od, bin yish yishpoch ala aretz. Under the kli, so you overflow a little bit, not so much. You shouldn't have major baltashkus, but a little bit overflowing it. Okay, that's what he says. He always used to do. He quotes at the end, though. He says, "What I think the real pshat of that gemara is, if wine is not spilled like water, there's no simin bracha." So he thinks it's a musarvart. He says, first of all, why does it say nishpach? It doesn't say shofchin. Nishpach, spilled, not to spill. So he says, "Ela dediskavnu lomar shelo yisrages adam bebeso." Person shouldn't be angry in their homes. Afilu miyera bohezek, even if there was damage done, like a favorite wine being spilled. Shekvar nishbach yayin b'shogei adeshum echem yunei abayis. V'darka shebi adam lisrangis. People get angry and upset when something like that spills. Alkain, it says wine should be like water. Just like if water spills, you don't get so angry. So wine spills, you don't get so angry. That's where the simen bracha, if there's no anger. So maybe we should remember that when we overflow the wine, that overflowing wine, it should be like water. And that's a real simen bracha for the house if we try to control our anger in the house. Okay, that's in terms of the order of the brachas. We continue. What about using page 202? Using drinks other than wine for Havdalah. So this, we related to this already in the sugyas of Chamar Medina, in the Kiddush sugyas, but we'll relate to it again. We mentioned that Kiddush should be said on wine for sure Friday night, Shabbos morning. We spoke about wine l'chadchila, if somebody likes Chamar Medina more. But it was mentioned that some had a custom of using beer, Chamar Medina. Remember the Gemara Psachim and Daf Kuv Zayin, source number 4. Amalei mar yunukum ar kashisha, bereid rav chisel rav ashi. Zimna chada ikla meymar la asrin. One time a meymar visited. Velo havilon chamer. We didn't have any wine. I seen a leshichres. We bought him beer. And the first year, velo avdil. He didn't make avdallah. He waited for the next morning. He went to sleep without eating. Lomachar tarachna. I seen a lechamer. Finally, the next day, we brought him wine. And he made avdallah. Next year, the following year, the same thing happened. Suikla la asrin. We didn't have wine, so we gave him beer. So he says the second time, oh, if you always have beer, I didn't realize it wasn't a one-time thing. If you always have beer, it must be that it's Chamar Medina. It's the beverage of the land. And he made Havdalah on it. So you see that Havdalah can be made on Chamar Medina. Why is it? How does one define Chamar Medina? How does one define Chamar Medina? So if one looks, first of all, even before that, bread is not used for Havdalah. That we know. Tosfa says that bread is connected to the Suda, so Kiddush is connected to a Suda. Kiddush b'makom Suda, but Havdalah is not connected to the Suda. Even if you want to say the Lumdis of Rav Salvechik, that it's Matir, the Suda's Chol, but it's not really halachically connected. And that's why Tosfa says, Imsachim Daf Kufav, source number 5, Deika Taima, Dekivacha Mitzvah Lissot Suda Shabbos, Shah Kiddush Alapas, Aval Havdalah Ein in Yon Eitzel Pas. Nothing to do with pas. So wine is connected. And that's why it's good to use wine even for Havdalah lechatchila. The Shulchan Aruch says, Eim avdilan ala pas, aval ala sheikhar mavdilan imhu chamar medina. You can. The Ramah adds, v'tov yosel havdalah kos pogum shol yayin, better to use even a pogum cup of wine, meaning wine that was drunk from, better to use that for Havdalah more than even beer. Because wine is wine. Wine is more chashiv. V'nagol havdu motzei pesach, he quotes on motzei pesach. So then the minhag is to use beer, not wine. Mishum dechaviv alav. You haven't had beer in a week because it was chametz. They said the Vilna Gaon was makbid to show that he wasn't eating the matzah because of the... He loved the matzah, but he was eating the matzah for l'shem mitzvah. So right after Pesach, he went to make sure to be mahadir to make Havdalah on beer. But in general, the Ramah says wine is the best. The Bir Halacha does say that if one really prefers something else, im hasheicher chaviv alav yosir min hayayin yachal Havdalah sheicher. So if somebody really does not want wine or grape juice on Motzi Shabbos, they're not in the mood at all. So maker a din, one can have another type of beverage. There are questions, exactly what is included in Chamar Medina. Again, even if there is wine, again, like I said, the Shlomo Zalman thinks that, if there's wine, you should always use wine. That's what the Shmir Shabbos quotes in source number 8. But remember the Shulchan Aruch says, don't use bread, you use beer. He doesn't have the lachachil of the Ramah, of having wine. So that's the Or Letzion. Rabbi Tzion Abishol says, Bavdallah, Efshel Havdel Lachachila, Al Chamar Medina. Afilum Yeshayin Matsu, even if there's wine there, because the Shulchan Aruch says it's fine, he doesn't have the lachachila of wine. What exactly is Chamar Medina, and what is not Chamar Medina? So water, for sure, is not Chamar Medina. That is not. Chamar Medina is really defined as something that is not used just for quenching thirst. Somebody will be mechabed you with a drink, right? Not just because you're thirsty, but mechabed you with a drink. So what does that mean? So Machlokas, Rashbam, Rambam, the Rashbam, there in Psachim says, Chamar Medina, ein yayin acher be'ir hazos ki im sheikhar. Right? It's a beverage where when there is no wine, they use this instead of wine. That's a pretty limited definition. The Rambam says, Medina, Hilchos Shabbos, Perachavtes, page 205. Medina Sherov Yena Shechar. Ava Bishu Pasol Kiddush. Mutar Lahavdo Lav Hov Hu Chamar Medina. It has to be the majority drink in a land. Right? So both of these are pretty limiting. Both are pretty limiting. Either has to be only if there's no wine, or it has to be the majority drink. Many poskim, though, say, as we said, if it's a type of chashav beverage that people would use, not just to quench thirst, so then it might have the status of Chamar Medina. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, on this siman in Hilchas Havdalah, Reis Adivav, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about, Vafilu Meidvash, he says, certain types of liquids or drinks that are only used for Pesach, because there's nothing else to drink, that doesn't count as Chamar Medina. Even though it's common on Pesach, but that doesn't count as Chamar Medina. Even some type of honey water, if people don't drink it normally and commonly, that can't be Chamar Medina. Al Yayin Saraf, what about schnapps? Is that Chamar Medina? So, as we mentioned, I think in the last year or 2 years ago, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Kedai Lahavdil. You shouldn't make Havdalah on it. Why? It says, Ein Kedai. Because you need the shear. And even though there's a Taz that's extended, and we quoted that Taz about Bracha Achrona, that's a real kula, and we don't passing like the Taz, and the Taz never said it by Kiddush. So unless you're going to make Havdalah on the same shear for Kiddush, you have to make Havdalah on a Revius and drink a Rove Revius that's more than a shot glass. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says better not to. Difficult to be Mekayim Havdalah with this. And the quotes others, the Shari Tshuva, milk, chala, v'shemen, in lahavdil, shem regil, shosem, emashkin. Has to be stuff that's you normally drunk. So what is it? What's the definition and what are the examples? So says the Shmir Shabbos, again, in our day and age, contemporary. Source 13. Ein lo yain lahavdil alav. Note the first line. If you don't have wine, meaning wine is the best. Wine, grape juice is the best thing to use for Havdalah. Right, let's cover the mitzvah. So if you don't have it, I know you're really, something is more beloved to you. It's Chamar Medina. So then, what is the definition? Mashke sheba oso amakum shosin oso lo machmas shetzrichem lo laharvos hatzimaon. Not because you're satiating thirst, stopping thirst. Aval shosin oso kemashke chashuv. It's a chash of liquid. Bishvil kavet ha-seuda v'kavet ha-orchim. And therefore, it says the Shmir Shabbos, things that, are chashuv food. So, beer, number one. If Yain Saraf, again, schnapps, if that is Chamar Medina, just the sheer is the problem. Mitz, what about mitz? Orange juice, apple juice. He says, you can. Mitz, tapuach, zahavo, eshkolit, im amna mashkos, elu chashuvim imkomo. If these are served in that area where one lives. V'shosimo, sem b'shol kavad ha-seuda, v'kavad ha-orchem. Shas ha-tchak. What about tea and coffee? That's bi'ikaron water. Bi'ikaron water where you add some flavoring. So that's a machlokas, the Shmir Shabbos quotes. Soda? So soda is also a shaila. Not the best thing to use soda. The Shmir Shabbos, Rav Moshe, don't permit soda. But Rav Simcha Bunim Kohen here quotes Rav Scheinberg in Source 14, who classifies soda as Chamar Medina. A Coke and Sprite, that's much more common than many other drinks. And therefore, one would be able to use it. Rav Avadia is against all of this. He thinks that it has to have some type of alcoholic content, like beer. Ein l'kadosh ala Chamar Medina de meravoyu mishacher dumya d'yayin. Dumya d'yayin, he quotes that from the Leket Yoshar, v'dvarav kilorim la'enayin, he likes it very much. Dumya d'yayin, time alam should be in a dumya d'yayin, avol kafi v'tei, coffee and tea, she'en m'shachrin lo chashivi chamar medina, it's not chamar medina, and also mitz, then wouldn't be chamar medina either. So again, wine is the best, if you really want something else, beer, and there are other drinks in the hierarchy of choices. Okay, so that's in terms of the order, and in terms of the what. Now let's get to the brachas. So we have besamim and we have ner. So besamim, we know that's a birchas hanenin. Birchas hanenin, like you would smell besamim the whole week. Chazal enacted that we dafka have birchas hanenin on Motzi Shabbos. Why? Because of, as we know, the neshama yisera. The neshama yisera that left, and therefore we're sad. Our neshama is sad, and therefore we want to cheer it up. So we wanted to smell something nice, right? The neshama yisera. If you remember, Gemara Beitza Tezayin, the source of neshama yisera is vayi nafash, vay of the nafesh. Right? That's the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Beitza. Vay of the nafesh. That's the neshama yisera. And when it leaves, so we're upset as we have besamim. So the shaila that the Rishonim, Bali Tosfos, in Beitza and in Psachim and elsewhere deal with is, so what about Motzei Yantif? Mimanafshach, you have a problem. Do we have an Hashem Yisera on Yantif or not? If we do, then why don't we make a Havdalah with Besamim on Motzei Yantif? And if there is no Hashem Yisera on Yantif, so then why, when Yantif is on Sunday, and we say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos going into Yantif, where we have Yaknahaz, we have a Ner, but we don't have Besamim? Right, which makes it sound like there is a Nesham Yisera. So which is it? This is a problem. Right, so the Tosfos and Psachim, source number 16. V'gam ein lefarish, d'hadam avchina besamim Motzei Shabbos, mishum Nesham Yisera, she'avar meiriach, u'miyashiv daito, and k'shachal Motzei Shabbos, oz ein amafsid. Right, when there's Yantif, I'm not as upset, because there's a Nesham Yisera there, Tosfos says, because then when I'm Motzei Yantif, why don't you? V'yesh lomar, says the Tosfos there in Beit Salam Megimel, Taima de Marachina Besamim, Motzei Shabbos, Neshama Yisera, Ubiyantav Lecha Neshama Yisera. There's no Neshama Yisera. Aye. So why do you make a Besamim on Motzei Shabbos going into Yantif? There's great food. Great food takes the choice. That also cheers us up. Kivan de Yeshlo Ma'achalim Chashuvim Vitovim Miyashiv Daito. You have a substitute. You have a substitute for Neshama Yisera, the great food. A substitute for Besamim. Other food makes us happy. Umemela below reach besamim. That's what the That's what the Tosfos says. Therefore, we have a backup. The Bach is not happy about that, right? Special food alone shouldn't be sufficient to relieve a person's spirit. But it's just that the Bach says it's a double. Besamim is needed only when we lose the neshama yaseira and Gehenim starts being open. Gehenim, there was a respite on Shabbos. So the Bach says it's double. Right, Surah 17. Like what Tosfos says. Oh, good food takes the place. What if somebody has yummy food every day? And they're very rich and they have plenty of food every Motzei Shabbos. So you shouldn't make besamim. No, Nira says the Bach, Rav Yoel Sirkis, only when there's both. Avedas hanefesh v'gam haschalash eish shel gehenim desorei for masriach. When you have both, so on a motza yantif plain, you don't have the neshama yaseira leaving, and on a motza let's read it. The given the chosha daita to adam to avdalo nefesh, but kalyagila the chosha misrachon eish shel gehenim. When they're both there, that's a problem. Avak she'ein kan avedas nefesh ein lachish l'sirchon, and therefore we don't make a bracha on motzoa yantif avobiti ika sirchon, right? Even though we have the neshama, the eish of gehenim, kiven the neshama vedas nefesh. There's only neshama yiseira on Shabbos. Like a mishnah connected to neshama yiseira. So motzoa yantif, you don't lose the neshama yiseira. And therefore, you only have one reason to be sad, right? The eish of gehenim. And on motzoa Shabbos, when you lose the neshama yiseira, but the eish of gehenim didn't open up yet. So that's why, if you don't have both of those reasons, that's why there's a difference. There's a Sfas Emes that says beautifully, so maybe there's a difference. On Motzoi Yantif, there is a Neshama Yaseir on Yantif. There is. So that's why Motzoi Shabbos going into Yantif, you don't say it. What about Motzoi Yantif leaving? When by Shabbos, Hashem creates the Kedusha, Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Yantif, we create the Kedusha. And when a person does something themselves and creates it, so then that lasts. That makes a roshem, and it doesn't leave. So therefore, the kedusha of yantif, even though ironically it's not as intense as Shabbos, the kedusha of yantif lasts and goes with us. And that's why we don't say need besamim on motzai yantif, because the neshama yaseira, so to speak, stays with us. Okay, what could one use for besamim? So obviously, any type of sweet, nice-smelling herb. The Mishnah in Brachas says certain spices which cannot be used. Ein mevarchin lo ala ner v'lo ala besamim shel goyim. Right, idolaters, or one that a goy lit on Shabbos, a goy. Well, we'll get to the candle. But it says ner or besamim v'goy v'lo ala ner v'lo besamim shel mesim. It was lit, or we're talking about besamim now. Sorry, it was it's there to be brought into the house in order to cover up and to counter the smell of the corpse. V'lo ner v'lo besamim shel avodah zara. So all of these are out. And the Gemara there says, why? The source 19, turning over. Besamim has to be only something that's used, that was created in order to give off good smell. But if it's only there to cover up a bad smell, so that's not to be used for this bracha, Bereminei Besamim. And that's what Rav Huna says. The Besamim of a Beis HaKisei, V'shem and Asui LaHaviris HaZuama, some type of oil that's there to just to cover up the sweat odor, Ein Mevarchen Alav. Ein Mevarchen Alav. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Anything that's here just to cover up and prevent, right, there is no, one doesn't use that for Besamim. And if you did, one wasn't Yotzei. One more than Yosei, says the Ramah. Ein mevarchen al besamim al shel beis hakisei v'lo al shel mesim. V'im birech al besamim elu yolo yatza v'tzorach lachzar u'levarech al acherim. You have to find others. Again, not us, our issue now, and it's not really discussed here, but the fact that goyim are included, meaning a candle or besamim maybe that were ground up by goyim on Shabbos, Rav Yosef Engel in the Asven Daraisa in Klal Yud, uses this to, when he talks about the Isurei Chefza, Isurei Gavra topic. It says, if Shabbos is an Isur Gavra, that Goyim are not included, and not Mitzuveh, so why should there be anything wrong with a Goy doing Malacha on Shabbos? So this is one of his rayas, that maybe it's in the Chefza, so to speak. It's in the Maisa, not just in the Gavra. Feel free to look there. Asvin Daraisa, Klal Yud. Back to our discussion. Does one need something that was created in Nivra for its smell, or what about an artificial Adamar and artificial. The Rambam says, what if somebody in the days of old, the Gemara describes that they used to put clothing over a fire, put spices in the fire so the smoke would go up and make the clothing smell good. So could you use that clothing? Could you use that clothing for besamim? Says the Rambam. Hemeriach bi begadim shehin mugmarim eino mavarech. Lefi shein sham ikar bosem. El areach below ikar. You don't have the source. You don't have the source of where the smell is coming from. You have the effect. You have the smell in there, but you need something tangible, says the Rambam. You need something tangible. The Tur argues and says, what do you mean? Besamim is for a smell. You smell it. You smell it. We need the chef, so you're not eating it. So the Torah quotes the Rambam, source 23. V'lo evanti dvarav. The Torah says, I don't understand why you would need a source. It's made to smell. So what's the problem? V'cheinu emesh and naasel ariach kadishi is basmu akelim. Lameim avarchan alav. So I don't think there's a problem, says the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch is machmer like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch is machmer like the Rambam. You do not recite a bracha over smell derived from an intangible source. What Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman is that even if the source is there, if it's something artificial, there shouldn't be a bracha. Rav Shemati Begonim Shlomo Zalman says the Shmir Shabbos in Source 24. Mei bosem, you have liquid, but you spiced up the liquid. Right, the liquid perfume. She tachain. Shegam ha'ikar pater mi bracha. She nasu bofen malachuti mi zefes v'chadome. It's processed, and if it's processed, maybe it shouldn't be used. Rav Avadia did not think that processing was a problem. Where I said there are examples in the Gemara of terrible putrid smelling things, and it's used for besamim. Right, quotes from the rei shalchaya musk. And Rav Malamed also notes that most fragrances today are artificially created. So you'd be knocking out almost everything, right? Because there's always ways of processing and chemicals. So says the Pnini Halacha, says Rav Malamed in Source 26, V'chein yirlani yaz daiti shechova levarech aleyem minei besamim. You do. V'ein lo mar chas v'sham shlo Hashem bares besamim. It's not natural. Everything is from Hashem. Hakol mimenu yisparach. Gam hatchunos hakimios. Also the chemical reactions and processes that were done. It all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he is much more flexible in terms of what is able to be used. So that is a machlokas. The Taz quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, and this is the minhag of many, and they have a separate besamim for Motzei Shabbos. For the mitzvah, a separate besamim. The Taz quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, right, one of the Rishonim. Vizela Shono, source 27. V'yesh li zechuchis ketana, uba mine besamim. I have a little glass, and in it are besamim. V'yaleha ani mevarech. That's what he says. And ask the Taz, what's his chiddush? What's his chiddush to tell me I have a separate bottle? V'yesh la'ayin, la'ezet sara kasav davar zeh. T'machide sheishba. What's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Ephraim? That he had a separate one. V'nira li dekamash malan. It must be that he's telling you that you shouldn't use the ones from your kitchen. I have a separate one, because the ones from the kitchen are there be'ikaron for food. So maybe that's what he's telling me. Those aren't for smell, they're for taste. And therefore, maybe one shouldn't use those. The Yesh Raya, and he says, maybe there's a Raya. He quotes from the Gemara that we had earlier, but he says, I don't think there's a problem. They told me about going into the Besamim store and coming out. I think, says the Taz, it's not a problem. You can hold it in your hand. You're focusing on it right now. You're using its smell. You're not using its taste. Says the Taz, l'fianire yish litchos dahu dinichnas l'chanush al Besamim, yish lo dinacher. Right, if you walk into a Besamim store and you come out, right, takimish yino noto shum Besamim, you don't have anything, so maybe that's why it's a problem. You're not holding anything. But here, you know, you're holding the item. You're holding the item. Venira, and he says, maybe Rabbeinu Ephraim asam and amuvchar. Maybe even he was only lachadchila. Sheichid osam mitchila l'shem riach mitzvah. Be'emes, kach no'og in rofa olam, shemiyachtem klizeh. The Taz already knows 400 years ago that most of us have our own besamim. The Mishnah Berurah accepts the Taz, halacha l'maisa, that one can use other spices. You can take the cinnamon out of the spice rack, but it's nice to have one's own l'shem besamim. The Chazon Ish was machmer in this regard. The Chazon Ish says that a bracha must only be made on spices designated for current use as a fragrance, right? Spices designated for cooking, no good, says the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Hey, in Source 28. Nira, she'ein mevarchin al kol besamim, ela im kein omeid eitzel bailav lahariach. If you buy a besamim, if you buy a cinnamon and you have it only for smell, the Chazon Ish would say, be okay with that. V'yaf besamim shestamim lahariach. And even besamim that are normal to smell, kivan shelo yichdin bailim lahariach, if you weren't miyached it, ela shebedaito lemochran, you want to sell it, so then it's not asi lahariach. So it's not called besamim. And therefore, he says, don't make a bracha on those besamim. The Chazon Ish is machmir, but the Minhag Olam is like the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Taz. Good. The brachos, what bracha do you say by besamim? So we say, barim ne besamim. Not everyone says that. Because we know that during the week, it depends what the source of the item is. Right? The Rambam quotes, based on the Gemara, Perek Tes and Ilchus brachos. Ketzad mevarech al reach tov. How do you make a bracha on a good smell? Imhaya says, sheish la reach eitz o min eitz. If it's a type of wood or branch that has a good smell, mevarech bore atse besamim. Imu esev, if it's some type of herb, bore isve besamim. If it's not min eitz or min ha'adama, but it's from an animal, bore mine besamim. V'imaya priya roi lachil, if it's a fruit that smells good, it's brother Hashem al kamach alam, bore mine, right? Shenosan reach tov beperos. So there's many brachas. If you say bore mine besamim on all of them, you're yotzei. So what are you supposed to do on Motzei Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham quotes, you always say bore mine besamim. You don't want to have confusion. You don't want people to make the wrong bracha. And therefore, the Magen Avraham quotes that from the Shlach HaKadosh, Ein akol bekiyin bebrachas. Borei minei besamim, that's like the shahakol of smells. And therefore, that's what you should say. Tov, near tov laniach betochan chatichos argdi. Maybe you could put something that's for sure, mine, some type of an animal. That's not the minag. But the Magen Avraham quotes everything. On Motzei Shabbos, we say borei minei besamim. The Kaf HaChaim is not so sure that that's the Sephardi custom. That might be the Ashkenazi custom. But the Sephardi custom, you could stick to the rules of Me'ikir Adin of Hilchos Brachos. Rav Moshe, not in your sheets, has a tshuva about what about on a telephone? Could one be Yotzei Havdalah? In fact, sometimes there's an elderly mother that doesn't want to make her own Havdalah, so her son calls her, you know, every Motzei Shabbos take Havdalah first. Rav Moshe says, if ain't Breira, ain't Breira. Right, it's better not to. Better not to. He said, Be'in Yishmias Havdalah de telephone. Le'isha Nimses Be'beit Cholim. If she's in a hospital. Im Iyaf Shashatishma Havdalah Bim Koma. Be'vada Yishla Lishmo ala telephone. She Yotze Nota, she Yotze Bezeh. I would think that she could be Yotze with this. Okay, that's Rav Moshe. Others are not so convinced, but again, that's if there's no choice. What about if somebody can't smell? What if somebody has a terrible cold, their nose is totally stuffed, and they can't smell anything? Can they make the bracha? It's a bircha zbir sanenin. Can they make the bracha on Bereim and Nebesamim? So this is a machlokas between Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Tur. Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Tur. Rabbeinu Ephraim says no. Right, this is a birchas hanenin. If you can't be nana, you can't make the bracha. The Torah quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, page 217 now, source 32. V'kasavod Rabbeinu Ephraim, mishenu meiriach umavarech ala besamim. If somebody can't smell, have a bracha levatala. It's a bracha levatala. V'af lahotzi b'nei beiso eno yachol. And he can't be motzi others. Why? I, yatsa motzi, or even if I'm not mechuyev, v'lo dami likidusha v'avdalto berchaz ha-motzi shal mitzvah. Shein chova. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, if you have a chova to do something, then fine, you could say, I could be yotze you even if I'm not doing it. But here this is the minhag that Chazal told us to put into Avdala, but it's not part and parcel. Aval ze einu ele minhag ba'alma. And therefore, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, you can't smell, you can't make Avdala for anybody. And the Tur argues, the Tur says, no, v'lona hira. Because, after all, it says in the Rosh Hashanah, pori sadna prusa levene beso, ava b'sheinu ochli mahem. Right, you can make hamotzi. What chova is there? What chova is there? And therefore, the Tur quotes that, I don't think there's a difference. The Beis Yosef jumps on the Tur and says, what do you mean? Hamotzi is a chiv. Hamotzi is a chiv. What are you talking about? And that Gemara that you're quoting about poris, from pori sadna prusa levene beso, that's talking about ketanim. But I don't think that's you should be able to do that. But the Beit Yosef says at the end, you know what? Maybe the Tur is right. He throws up his hands, source 34. Efshar l'kayim oros harosh di'af algav de'eino chova. Even though it's not mamish chova besamim, but you know, if you ask anybody today, it's part of Avdala. Kivan shachachamim kavu oso minag. Since once Chazal created that minag, havile mitzvah. So we consider it a mitzvah. V'dami likidusho berachas amotzi shal mitzvah. We consider it a mitzvah, and therefore it's like b'taras chiyuv, and that's how he explains the Tur. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim. meaning not, no good. No good, and one who cannot smell, cannot make avdala on behalf of someone, But then the Shulchan Aruch adds, Mishenim Riachinim Varach Levesamim, sounds like Rabbeinu Ephraim, unless you're stuck like children. Okay, that's fine, children, midrabanan. But then he adds, Olahotzi Mishena Yodeya. Or to be motzi someone who doesn't know how to make the bracha. So the two, Me'ikir Adin, the Shulchan Aruch says, it works. Can you motzi someone who doesn't know? And many Achronim argue with this kula of the Shulchan Aruch. They say, no, you can't. You're mufka from the bracha. It doesn't matter that the other person is Eini Yodea. You can't, right? The Taz says that the kula for chinuch is fine, but that's different. El Demashe Kasav Khan says the Taz b'Shulchan Aruch Olahotz Mishini Yodea Ze Eini Maven. I don't understand that. Shahari Lo Amru BeGamar Lahotzi Bnei Beis Ukdei Lachancham V'Zelo Shayach BeGadol Sheini Yodea. A Gadol Sheini Yodea is different, and therefore this is like a Berchas HaNehenin that you can't be Nehene from. Berchas HaNehenin Lo Yevarech Afilu B'Shul Mishini Yodea. Nira says the Taz, Shalo lahakel neger Rabbeinu Ephraim. You shouldn't be makel. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim and then has a kula. But no, you shouldn't be makel. The Magen Avraham adds another problem, right? The it's different. Sarach Ian says the Magen Avraham. The Kuf Samach Zayin, Afilu b'Shabbos, Shachayav lechol pas, lo yivarach lechavero. Right? Even if I'm not eating, it's just hamotzi. Kiddush, fine, but hamotzi. So generally, I'm not going to say the bracha of hamotzi and you eat the bread. And hamotzi is a chiv, really. We spoke about lechem mishnah shalashudis. This is even less than that. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that Achronim agree that one shouldn't rely on this. And therefore, one who has already made havdalah and is repeating it for others and saying barim nebesamim should smell the besamim again. Not only if you can't smell, but if you don't have to smell. If you aren't smelling, you should smell. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'al Kain, 38. Hu adin mishehiv del kfar, v'yesh lo chush hareach, he could smell. U'birech ala besamim, u'ba lahavdo pam acheres, b'shol acherim. If you are going to make a bracha for others, yariach od ba'atzmo pam acheres. You should say the bracha again yourself, k'de sheyuchal od ha'pam l'vorech b'rim rein besamim. You should smell it again. Right? Demash, mashanoa gimeiz anashim, the Mishnah Berurah adds, he founds a minhag that some people do. I've seen this sometimes by grandparents, great-grandparents, that they'll make their, when they get the besamim, they'll make their own besamim. They'll make their own bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's really not appropriate. First of all, Barovam Hadras Melech, you should be connected to the bracha of the Mavdil. And he says, lo kedin, they're yotze. Kivan sheim yotzim b'avdala, tzrichim lahatos azim, l'shmo berachas avdala. And then people, and sometimes the Mavdil already is going ahead, he's saying. And he's busy saying, besamim, so you're not going to be yotze. Not going to be yotze, and therefore, one shouldn't be making their... One should be making their own. The Rav Ovadia, or Rav Yitzchak Yosef, I'm sorry, says that, again, one should not follow the allowance of the Shulchan Aruch, and if you can't smell, have someone else make that bracha. And the way that Rav Yitzchak Yosef says it in the Yalkut Yosef is, if you're making the Havdalah, after skip Besamim, and then someone else will make the bracha after Havdalah. That's what Yalkut Yosef says. Mi she'ena mayriach, eina mavarach ala besamim, v'lachein, b'malkam shal abayis, eino chash betov, you have a cold, v'lo yachol lahariach, yavarach ala yayin, v'ala ner v'yavdil, v'yachar avdala yavarachu b'nei beso, and then somebody else can make it for them. The Shmir Shabbos is not convinced of that. It's a person, you're right, I agree, you shouldn't rely on the Shulchan Aruch, but at the place of besamim, in avdala, let somebody else make the bracha. We have to do it afterwards, right? Just do it right in the middle, do it right in the meal. Right, the umakam mikra zeh yivarech echem minibayis alabasamim, and he has kavanah to be motzi the mavdil. Fine, so that is what is done generally. If somebody can't smell lamaisa, they shouldn't make the bracha. There is a Shvus Yaakov. It's not in front of you. But Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, says I agree with the Shulchan Aruch. Right, well the Achronim do not agree with the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have the kula of being motzi, but he said I agree with the Shulchan Aruch, but v'lo mitamei, not for his reasoning. The Shulchan Aruch said because maybe right yatsa motzi kind of those halachas, but the Shvus Yaakov Chil Gimel Simen Chaf says, why do I think is he says because first of all who says he can't really smell? The smell goes to your neshama. Remember the Gemara in Brachas, Eizu Davar Shana Neshama Nene Veina Guf Nene Havirom Zehareach. Zareach, av shegufo ein lo chush hareach, mikol makom haneshama nehene mimenu. Wow. Even if your guf doesn't smell it, your neshama is smelling it. Ela shemei haguf chaser echad mihei chushim, but you just don't realize it. V'chein shamati mei rofe. So too, I spoke to a doctor, he says, shemi she'ein lo chush hareach, uba be'eze timtum b'moach. You can't smell because something in the brain. I know your nose might be full and stuffed. Okay, that's what he says. Imkein kivan shenishmas haruach shebechotem nene mimenu yachol avarech. You know what the Shmos Yaakov says? Everybody could smell. It's going to the neshama, even though it's not going to, you know, the guf, and therefore that's what he says. You can rely on the shulchan. The Mishnah in the Shar Tzion. You look in the Shar Tzion, the bottom of the shulchan arach. So in the Mishnah Berurah, he says don't rely on the shulchan arach, and then he just says two words: delo kishvus Yaakov. Does a quote with the Shvus Yaakov is, but now we saw the Shvus Yaakov. He's passing on the shulchan arach, but for a different reason. Okay, that's besamim. What about Eish? Borei ma'orei ha'ish. So why do we say that bracha? So that's a bracha we don't say the whole week. Besamim, you could say the whole week if you're nehenet. It's a regular bracha on nehenet. Borei ma'orei ha'ish, that's a major discussion. Is that a special birchas hanenin being nehenet? Because as we're going to see, it's supposed to be nehenet from the eish, but you don't say a birchas hanenin on eish any other time of the week. So pashtus is a birchas shevach. Pashtus that you have to have anah from in order to say the shevach. But there are two sources quoted why we say a bracha on fire on Motzei Shabbos: Gemara and a medrash. So the Gemara says Psachim Nun Gimel, source 41. On page 222, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Leimavarchen Ala Orel B'Motzei Shabbos. You only make a bracha on fire on Motzei Shabbos. Hoil v'tchilas b'riyasehu, because that's when fire was created. Fire was created on Motzei Shabbos after the 7 days of creation. U'B'Motzei Shabbos, Nasan Hakadosh Baruch Hu Deya B'Adam Arishon. Hashem gave das to Adam me'ein dugma shalmala v'hevi shnei avadim mitaklan zebazeh. He was the first Boy Scout, right? He rubbed two stones together and he made fire. The Yasman Or, Adam, Hashem gave das to Adam. Adam created fire on Motzei Shabbos. That's one. Pirkei de Belazar is a little different, right? And Adam didn't do it, but Hashem showed it to Adam to cheer him up. Says the Pirkei de Belazar, one of the earliest sources that we have written before the Mishnah. Ben Hashmash Shoshal Shabbos Hayad Mahara Belibo. What happened? It was Ben Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, and it was getting dark, and Adam was very depressed. Maybe he's gonna do it again. He's gonna make me trip me up in my avodas Hashem. Hashem showed him fire to give him light. Adam was very happy. He saw that it made him happy. And he put his hand out to the fire. Va'amar, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish. Adam said that bracha. Ukshehirchik es yadam ara'ish. And when he took his hand away, Amar, he said, Achshav ani yodea shenivdol yom hakodesh miyom achol. I know Shabbos is over. Lama shein lahaver ish biyom haShabbos. Because Adam knew about Shabbos. I knew you can't light fire. So this fire, Hashem must be telling me that the day is over. Uba'osa shah, Amar, he said the bracha. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol. And that's what we do. We say Ha'esh and then Amavdil, just like Adam Arishon. The Rashba wonders why we have to have this bracha on Motzei Shabbos, right? Fire is fire being created on Motzei Shabbos. We don't make a bracha on any other creations. So it must be if fire was created and fire was Ne'asar on Shabbos. Putting both of those together is like a hecker. That's what the Rashba writes in a tshuva in Source 43. Ma ra'u chachamim, he was asked. Lavarech al ha'or b'motzei Shabbos, mitam shahaya mitchilas b'riyaso, yosem mishar b'riyas, zev m'yom plon. Even don't make a bracha on the sun on Wednesdays, and we don't make a bracha on the animals, why only fire? Says the Rashba, yesh tam tov bazeh, l'fisha ne'esar b'shabbos, v'kol motzei Shabbos chazer la'teiro. It was usher, now it becomes mutter. U'ke'ilu nischadesh ata. It's like new. So that's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says it's because it was created and it was Nasar. Ideally, fire is not just a candle. The Gemara says more than one wick, which means what's called an avuka in halacha, a torch. What's the definition of a torch? You don't need like a whole big torch, like we know the word for torch, but it means more than one wick. That's why our minhag is to use more. If you only have one wick, then that's good enough. You use that for Avdallah. But if one could get a candle, one can get more than one wick. That's what the Gemara says in Psachim Kuf Gimel. Lo sarva lamar avuka lahavdala mitzvah min hamuvchar. It's a mitzvah min hamuvchar to be able to use a torch. One needs hana'ah. One needs hana'ah. That's what we just said. Machlokas Rishonim, again, is it a birchas hanehenin? Is it a birchas hashevach nafkamina? Do you have to look at your fingers before? because then it's a shevach. A bracha shevach is always as a reaction. And then you always make the bracha beforehand. So poskim say maybe do both: start beforehand and continue afterwards. But you need that hanah. That's the Mishnah. Ein mevarchan al aner sheyei osu la'oru. You have to get hanah. There is a machlokis in the Gemara in Source 46, brachas nun gimel. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav lo ye osu mamish. It doesn't mean you actually need the hanah, but it means it needs to be hanah-able, if we would say. Ela kol shilu omeid bekarov. If I would be close, then it would be good enough. Via filu barichag makom. Even if I'm far away, if I would be close, I would be get hanah, so now that's good enough. It's a din of the chefsa of the candle, so to speak. But Rava says, no, ye osu mamish. You got to get hanah. Got to get hanah. Right, and that's what we paskin. To get hanah, again, if one can. If one's very far away, you can't. But what does it mean to get hanah? Vakama amar ula. Kadesha yakir ben isar lapundion, to tell the difference between two different coins. Chizki amar kadesha yakir ben meluzma shal tveria la meluzma shal tivori. Different types of weights. And we pass it like the Shulchan Aruch says, reis tzadiches, actual hanah. E mevarach na maner sheyosu laoro, dahainu shu samech lo. And therefore, you need to use the candle. The examples the Gemara gave are distinguishing between things. So the Mordechai quotes, and this is the minhag of Klal Yisrael, to use fingernails, because that's always around, and that's always, you could be distinguished between a nail and the flesh. That's what the Mordechai says. And there's another idea of looking at Tzipranayim are always growing, and if they're growing, so then that's a simin bracha as well. That's the another idea. There's also an idea about we remember on Motzoi Shabbos, we're talking about Adam and Rishon. So there's a Zohar, I think, that says that when Adam and Chava were created, they were covered in a type of shield. And that's the shield. That's the fingernails and the toenails. After they sinned, it was taken off. And the only thing we have left are the toenails and the fingernails. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Nida. You have to be very careful not to leave your fingernails when you cut them. Leave them around because they're like a kitrug of remembering what used to be. And the Gemara says that's why a pregnant lady especially has to stay away from walking on fingernails, because Rav Chava brought death to the world and she's pregnant bringing life to the world. So I'll be Kabbalah. There's a lot about fingernails. But, you know, for our purposes, maybe we remember also Motzei Shabbos, we look at fingernails, we remember what was. Maybe we think about the potential that we had and the potential that we're going to try to do this week. Good, so we look at the fingernails. The Rush says, again, Lamaisa, it's a good thing that's always there to distinguish. And you can distinguish between the two. The Ramah adds here, interesting, like, and this not everybody's aware of. Again, the Ramah says, L'chadchila. The Aruch HaShulchan says, if you don't do it, it's okay. But you hold the cup whenever you make a bracha. The cup is in the right hand. I'm a righty. So I hold the cup in my right hand. Borei Paragafen. Then what? So the Ramah is pretty clear that you move the cup to the left hand, and then you hold the besamim with your right hand, because you always make the bracha, always put in your right hand what you can make the bracha on. But it says, but some people put it down. So some people put it down. Again, it's not ma'akif. If you want, but the Madaik in the language of the Ramah, v'yesh liros betziparne yad yamin, v'leachos akos biyad smol. And the same thing with the eish, I should look at my right hand fingernails. Again, some people put it down and they hold up something with both hands and eish with both hands. Okay, one can follow the minhag. But I'm just saying this is what the Ramah says. V'yesh likfos et spos l'toch hayad, you could bend your fingers and see the fingernails regarding to the palm of the hand. But again, lamaisa, one should get hana'a from the candles. One should get hana'a from the candles. There's discussion whether you have to see the actual flame also and get the hana'a, right? The Gemara quotes that maybe one would need both. And therefore, if it's like Karen Zavis, if the candle's around the corner and I only see the light of the candle, is that good enough? The Gemara says, maybe that's not good enough. Okay. What about a candle, a source of fire behind glass? Where does this come up? A light bulb. So is that good enough? So the Rashba says that it's fine. Rashba says, based on a Gemara, remember, Erva Bashashis, the whole point of light is using the light. Certain things that have to do with a Rishus, Halachic Rishus, okay, you can say something's in a different Rishus. Tsoa Bashashis, Tsoa is on the other side. I could still, if it doesn't smell, and I could still daven here. But Erva Bashashis, remember the Gemara says, it's about hear her, so it shouldn't make a difference if there's a glass there. So says the Rashba, and Brachas Dafnu Gimel, so Ner Bashashis should also be good, and it should be fine. That's the Rashba. Panas enokein hashashis sharoh hashal heves. It's fine. The problem is the Beis Yosef says there's Yerushalmi that says it's not good. The The Rishalmi says that a fire covered by an ispaklaria is no good. And the Beis Yosef wonders, how does the Rashba argue on the Yerushalmi? And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch in Reis Adiches says, quotes the Chumrah of the Yerushalmi, one should not use fire covered by an ispaklaria. The Magen Avraham tries to put the Rashba and the Yerushalmi together so that they are not arguing, but poskim generally say, lechadchila. Lechadchila to be machmir, and not to rely on that. Which means, not to make kavdalah, lechadchila, the eish on a candle, on a light bulb. Or let's see, on Betzion Abisrael says, even if you want to say the light bulb is fire, you don't want to say it's fire, still, you know, because the Shulchan Aruch says that one shouldn't use a fire that's covered in glass, lechadchila, it shouldn't be done. Right? The Shmir Shabbos quotes the Machlokas about transparent electric bulbs, other bulbs, fluorescent and LED, those for sure, those aren't eish. And you have to use eish. So there are even less bulbs like this nowadays. But in the olden days, incandescent, so those have a machlokes. Again, there are stories from 100 years ago. They say Rav Chaim Ozer, Rav Soloveitchik said, he was in Rav Chaim Ozer's house, and he made a havdalah on Bar Mirah on those light bulbs to show everybody that it's in a fire. Lamaisa today, one shouldn't do it. Rabbi Willig is quoted here as saying that it's very confusing. Some people will use it incandescent clear, but if it's frosted, they'll come to use frosted, they'll come to use LEDs, they'll come to use fluorescent. Generally, we don't make, even B'Shas Adchak, he says, right? Experience supports Rabbi Willig's approach. Rabbi Jachter says, I've witnessed numerous times people mistakenly uses fluorescent bulbs or frosted incandescent bulbs for Avdallah. Generally, it shouldn't be done. Because even if, you know, for the Shulchan Aruch says not to, that's already enough. Okay. So he said, also quotes that some people turn the lights off in the room in order to be able to really get Hanah from the candle. That's a minhag. Sitting, standing, what should be the correct position? So Tosfos says, we all stand, but I don't understand why we stand. Because in order to be motzi others, it's always better to sit. So Tosfos says it's better to sit. It's source number 60. Tosfos says brachas mem gimel noev v'tov l'mavdil v'gam l'shomim sheyeshvu b'shas havdala sh'az yeh nireh kikava upoter osam. So the Tosfos says that you should sit l'chadchila. The Kalba quotes standing. Why standing? What's as far for standing? Milava Malka. At the end of Shabbos, you're being Milava the Shabbos Malka out, and therefore it's a good idea to stand. Nachon lahavdil meuma lekavod haMelech. Shana Milava also v'derech levaya meuma. Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Mechaber and the Rama. The Mechaber says to sit, and the Rama says to stand. Machlokas. Rav Avadia says, even though Shulchan Aruch says to sit, Rav Avadia says that nowadays only the Mavdil is drinking. Right, nobody else really drinks the wine, and if that's true, then maybe even the Shulchan Aruch would say it's okay to stand. But the Shulchan Aruch says it could be. But Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says to sit. The Vilna Gaon says to sit, and sometimes it's more of a kfias to get people connected to do it. But again, it's a machlokes b'chav the Ramah. One should follow their family custom. They say the story that Rav Soloveitchik gave a 5-hour shiur once on Avdallah, sitting, standing. I don't know what the maskana was. And at the end of the shiur, he came to a maskana. So somebody comes, let's say he was sitting. So somebody comes and says, but Rebbe, my father stands. He says, so you should stand. You spoke for 5 hours that you should sit. He says, there's the Beis Medrash and there's the Lamaisa, what you should do. We could talk about alumnus, but if every minhag has basis, they should follow the family minhag. Fine, after Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, we made Havdalah, Malava Malka. The Gemara in Shabbos says, I'll covet Shabbos to set the table and have something to eat, to be Malava the Malka, to recognize that Shabbos is leaving. Shabbos Kuf Yates, Source 65. Amar Bichanina, La'olam Yisadar Adam Shulchana B'motzi Shabbos, Afo Bichina Tzorach El Kazayis. Even though you're only going to eat a little bit, it should be set. Meaning, you should take a serious chashivus. Chamin b'motzi Shabbos, malugma, pas, malugma. They should, right? Have something. Rabbi Avo used to have a real meat meal, really meat meal. So one time his son got older and said, you cook and make a special dish for Motzei Shabbos. Why don't you just have leftovers from Shabbos? So he says, fine, let's have leftovers. And the following week they left leftovers, and then a lion came and ate all their leftovers, and they didn't have it. They took it as a simon that, I guess, making something special for Lava Malka is something required. And the Rambam quotes that. It's part of Kavod Shabbos. Mesader Shulchan of Motzei Shabbos, Av Lishin Azor HaChalak Hazayis, K'di L'chabdo B'Knisaso B'Siyaso. The Rambam says, Kiddush Abdallah, and maybe even Malva Malka is a hemshech of Kavod Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a number of interesting ideas. He says, you should have bread. Again, this is not, it's clear, this is not on the same level as the three meals of Shabbos. If you have a choice, you wash at Shal Shudis. Malva Malka, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the bread. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes bread by Shal Shudis. So, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes, if you're really a fool, you don't want to, so you could have a cookie, you could have fruit, that's fine. Either way, it is not on the same level. It's not on the same level of Chiyuv. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, it should be somewhat connected to Shabbos, not like 8 hours, 2 o'clock in the morning. It says, Shetov Lakdima, they should say Smucha Litzias HaShabbos. Some say within the first 4 hours. If you're really not hungry, maybe just, you could do other things, but don't do something that will totally distract you from Alava Malka. And then he quotes Api Kabbalah, many familiar with this. Amru Kadmonim, Ever Echad Yish Ba'adam. There's a one limb, one bone in our body, some in the back of our neck. V'sich Vishmo, V'zecha Ever Nishur Kayim Bekever Ades Tchiyah. It's that bone that's going to be the source of Tchiyah Sameisim, and that bone is only nourished from Alava Malka. I once heard why, because that's the only bone that was nourished from the Eitz Hadas. Alternated from the Eitz Hadas. But if this is only nourished from Motzei Shabbos, so it wasn't nourished from the Eitz Hadas. So maybe that's why it's pure, and therefore, you know, it's a very Kabbalistic idea. Veda, and he quotes at the end, it's not on the same level. So, you know, one should know that the Shal Shudas has to be taken more seriously than Malav Malka. What about women? So, Machlokas, Rabbi Tzion Abishol says women are obligated, and others say maybe it should be connected to Havdalah. If women are obligated, we're machmer for Avdallah, for women. So the Charim of Malka too. But again, it's not on the same level of Chiyuv and, you know, Machlokes about women. So we should always remember all the essays of Shabbos. Shabbos is not just a day of don'ts. It's a day of do's. And that's why we have had this chus over the past couple of months to be able to talk about all the essays of Shabbos. But next time we start with a Hakdama to Malachas Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.